Welcome to the podcast about organization in ancient Mesopotamia and how it works. We are from SMNSC and here to talk to you about organization there. Our names are Aiden, Olivia, Charlotte, Kristen, and Leah. We're going to be talking about organization in ancient Mesopotamia.
So, Aiden, what type of government did the Mesopotamia have and what impact did they have on the people?
Mesopotamia had a theocracy, dictatorship, and monarchy. These fluctuations occur due to the constant switches on ruling factions in Mesopotamia. For example, in Akkadian times, they united the kingdom under a singular ruler, while Sumerians would have separate city-states and representatives of the ruler, as well as a complete ruler. And priests would also hold power through religion-based rules. Similarly, Darius the Great established satrapies, provinces ruled by military leaders and satraps, who were chosen by him. Neo-Assyrians would also send governors to pillage conquered towns and rule. The ruling system is a big part of any society and is referred to the earliest civilization. Mesopotamia's most likely set a precedent and a basis for future government.
This must have taken a lot of resources to establish. How are taxes influential in Mesopotamian times?
To answer this question, we first need to know if there were taxes in that time. There are mentions of King Hammurabi setting up taxation to fund his projects, as well as Sumerians dipping into the taxation. Cyrus the Great would also be involved, allowing Babylonians to retain freedom if they would pay. King Hammurabi's projects involved canals, aqueducts, and temples, among other things, and those would be quite influential. Cyrus the Great would be
involved. Since you mentioned Hammurabi, I'd like to know more about his famous code. What is the Hammurabi Code, and why is it so important to Mesopotamia? The collection of 282 laws is also known as the Hammurabi Code of Laws. The Hammurabi Code was named after the Babylonian King Hammurabi. King Hammurabi's code was carved into a huge black stone pillar and was written in ancient Babylonian. This is particularly important for the organization of Mesopotamia because this was one of the earliest examples of an arrested person being innocent until proven guilty, a rule we follow in today's modern courts.
Particularly important for the organization of Mesopotamia because this was one of the earliest examples of an arrested person being innocent until proven guilty, a rule we still follow today in today's modern courts.
There are a lot of rules. Surely someone has to organize them. Who were the rulers and what other effects did they have?
Mesopotamia had a variety of rulers ranging from kings to polytheistic deities. Most kings ruled for 6 to 7 years. Some kings were Utuhangul, Shulgub, Amarsin, and Shusin. Their polytheistic deities were water, fire, hills, and air. They helped to make rules and put them into order. They also gave advice and ruled their own lands.
With all that power, what services did the Mesopotamian king provide for his people?
The king is expected to provide protection, law, order, and justice to his people, so that they are safe from invaders or anything or anyone that can harm them. The king provides order by giving the people good farming, laws, military, climate change, priests, gods, justice, jobs, irrigation, labor, and population. This is important because if they didn't provide this, then there will probably won't be any food or work in this city to provide the people.
Mesopotamia.
Usually, both genders worked in ancient Mesopotamia. They were usually involved in some sort of farming. Other jobs were healers, weavers, potters, shoemakers, and teachers. The highest job was kings or military officers. The jobs in ancient Mesopotamia were very fair, as women had the same number of jobs that could be taken as men.
Where was the royalty in the hierarchy of ancient Mesopotamia?
Usually, the highest class were the kings and the queens. They were overlooked as the representative of the city's patron god. The kings were also expected to take care of the city. Then there were the priests. The priests are equal to the king in honor and power. They meditate between the god and the people. They were supposed to please the gods. And then there's high class. The high class were usually teachers and were usually scribes. Other high classes were merchants and private tutors. The low class were people that got paid for their work. This included fishermen, potters, and farmers. And then there were the servants. Servants probably usually worked for the king.